Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kafei Baba Basra 25. And the Mishnah on Chafei Amid Aleph tells us Marchikin es anavolos ves akvaros ves aborski minayir chamishim amah. We have to separate carcasses. If a person is in a business where he deals with animal carcasses and kvaros and graves and dead bodies and borski is a tannery from a city as a distance of chamishim amah 50 amot. And the reason for this is Rashi explains because of a reyach ra, these professions there is a bad odor, and so therefore we must separate this bad odor at least 50 cubits from the city. Comes along the Mishnah and says, Ein osim borski el mizrach ha'ir. It's a further limitation on a borski tannery, that it cannot be done in the eastern part of the city, and Rashi explains because the eastern wind is supposed to be the strongest, and that will bring in the odor, and so therefore you're not allowed to even do it in the eastern part. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, L'kol ruach, a person can make the tannery in every direction, chutz mima'arava, with the exception of the west. And so what is the reason why Rabbi Akiva says you cannot make a tannery in the western part of the city? So the Gemara explains, because it is tadira, it is omnipresent. What is omnipresent? And the answer that the Gemara rests upon, finally, is that God's divine presence, according to Rabbi Akiva, is always found in the west. And the Gemara quotes the position of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That means tadira with the Shechina. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, let us go and give a favor and express our gratitude to our forefathers, Shehodio Makom Tfila, that they taught us the place of prayer. And what was the place of prayer? The place of prayer is in the west, because it says, Utzva Shemayim L'chamishtachavim, the forces of heaven, the hosts of heaven are bowing down to you. Meaning to say that since the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, it was understood that that was symbolic of where God's presence was, and that the sun is coming down and bowing to God. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, based upon this, we are supposed to be davening facing the western direction, which is where God's presence is. And that's why Rabbi Akiva says, you cannot make a tannery in the west. And the Gemara comes along and proves this. How do we know that God's presence is in the west? Because, says the Gemara, there's the opinion of Rabbi Avo, who says, my oria, avirya. What does it mean that there's an oria? That this is, and Rashi has two explanations for this. One of the explanations is that oria means the west. That means that that is avirya, that is the air of God, or God's presence is found in the west. Comes along Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Hoshaya disagrees with this position of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Hoshaya says, no, the Shekhinah is not found in the west. The divine presence is actually found in every place. And so therefore, he says, the Shekhinah b'kol makom. The Shekhinah is found in every place. And so therefore, since the Shekhinah is found in every place, we shouldn't specifically have to remove a tannery from the west, and we don't necessarily specifically have to pray towards the west. And so too says the Gemara, Af Rabbi Yishmael Savar Shekhinah B'chol Makom, that Rabbi Hoshaya is not the only one. Also Rabbi Yishmael said that the Divine Presence is in the west. And in addition to that, the Gemara tells us a teaching about Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, who we know from other sources, was considered to be blind, says the Talmud, Af Rav Sheshes Savar Shekhinah B'chol Makom. He also thought that the divine presence was in every place. And the reason why we know this is because Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, L'kol ruchasa ukam anman, l'bar mi mizrach, you can stand me up to daven and push me towards the direction of any direction, because he couldn't see which direction to face. So he told his attendant, push me towards the direction of any direction in order to pray, except for the east. Labar mi mizrach. And not because, says Rav Sheshes, that the divine presence is not found in the east. No, the divine presence is found in every direction. But the other nations pray towards the east, presumably because that's where they were praying towards the rising of the sun. And so therefore, we see from here that Rav Sheshes also believed that God's presence was found in every place. Comes along the Gemara on Amud Beis, and Rabbi Yitzchak continues, and he says, Harotze sheyachkim yadrim v'sheyashir yatzpin. One who wants to be wise should pray towards the south, and one who wants to be wealthy should pray towards the north. And the reason for this is because these are the simanecha, the sign of this is that the table in the temple, which was a symbol of Parnassa, a symbol of wealth, was in the north of the temple, and the menorah, which was a symbol of Torah and wisdom, was in the south. So we see from here that there have been three approaches to where you should pray. So we've seen actually that one place is to pray to the, one idea is to pray towards the north or towards the south. Another idea is to pray towards the west. And another idea is to pray in any direction except for the east. So Toso says all of these opinions seem to be arguing with the Gemara in Brachos, which states on Daf Lamed in Gemara in Brachos, Chayev Adam Mispal Neged Yerushalayim, that a person has to pray towards Jerusalem. And so we assume in America that means praying towards the east, but yet these opinions seem to be saying the opposite, that we should be praying either towards the west or in every direction except for the east, or perhaps towards the north and towards the south. So one approach is to say, well, we just rule like that Gemara in Brachos, and that seems to be how we say halachically, and we're supposed to be praying towards Jerusalem. But another approach is of the Binyan Shlomo. He says, no, that Gemara in Brachos is only when the temple was standing. And our dispute amongst the different opinions here is after the temple was destroyed, perhaps we should be placing it in, we should be praying in a different direction. What I look at these Gemaras, I see here a fundamental dispute about what should be the focus of our prayers. Should our prayers be focused on Jewish people and the land of Israel, or is there room to say that there is a more universal cause for our prayers, a more universal focus for our prayers, not only on Israel and not only on the Jewish people, but in all of the directions of the world, because God's presence is found not just in the West, but in every single direction. That, to me, is what's going on here in this conversation amongst the Amoraim.